I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hey, Petty Bitches.
Welcome to Petty Little Things. This is Davina Devine.
And this is Victoria's Secret, who is currently very excited because Davina arrived to the studio with a gift.
I did.
I have the one and only Jaffa Jonuts.
It's a Jonut. If you haven't tried them, and we're not sponsors, just to say, but actually, I would like to be heir to the McVitie's fortune.
Oh, they're very fancily wrapped.
Yeah, inside. They're individually wrapped. If you haven't tried them, they're actually amazing.
It makes me want to say Jonuts, brother.
Oh my God, the Jonuts brothers.
I am going to open one and have a little nibble.
You fucking pig.
No, just so everyone can hear, this is not ASMR.
Well, wait, it definitely won't be when you start eating. Oh. It'd be like an extra, a deleted scene from Jurassic Park.
They smell gorgeous.
Yeah, they're very citric. Now, there was actually a study done this week about people dipping biscuits in their tea. Mm-hmm. And people were saying that there's nothing like Jaffa Cakes being dipped in tea. And then there's loads of people were like, oh, who would dip Jaffa Cakes into tea?
I dip it into tea.
But yeah, and then there's of course that age old discussion, is a Jaffa cake a cake or a biscuit?
It's a biscuit.
I think it's a biscuit, but just because it's called a cake.
Girl, you know, they are so yummy.
They are nice, aren't they? Oh. If you haven't tried them, I actually bought them out of stock in Tesco. So yeah, there we go. Join us next week.
But we've lots to talk about. I want to talk about firstly, this rumor mill is going that you're leaving this podcast on for better things with my therapist goes to me. And I need to have it out with you right now.
I'm moving on up, girl.
I hear you're getting rid of Vogue. It's just going to be you and Joanna.
Me and Joanna.
Yeah, she hates being called Joanna.
I'll call her that. Joanna McNally.
Before she kind of like made it big.
Yeah.
People used to bill her like on like, you know, the blackboard outside being like, Joanna McNally.
Do you know what's so funny? I was only thinking like, oh God, it was a couple of years ago now. It was obviously like pre-COVID. But me and Joanne were booked to do a dry bar for Guinness. Guinness had launched this, like, I don't know.
Just pause it there. You are about luscious.
I know.
How did you two end up getting booked? And
the irony was not lost on us. Uh-huh. So it was a dry bar. It was on South Ann Street, opposite where 22 is. And they had launched like some, I think it was like 00 beer or something. Uh-huh. And I had to go in and do a few bits. And then she came in and did, and it was, they had like loads of just non-alcoholic stuff, and it was like, listen, anytime I say anything about people that don't drink, it's like, I know you can go out and have a nice time and not drink. I understand that.
Yeah.
But this was shit crack. But like, she was great. And like, that was the very first time we met, but we have always been like ships passing in the night because we have loads of mutual friends. And we
she's
just kind
of been like the silent ally for a long time now.
Yeah, it's so basically what had happened was I was asked to do the Gaiety show because I don't know, I actually think they might have been stuck. I don't know, but I just got a message from Vogue the week before saying,
Not British Vogue or Italian Vogue.
No, Vogue
Williams.
Hoth Vogue. She just said, hi, she sent me a message. Hi, are you free next Thursday 5 to 9? And I just said, if it's to mind your kids, no. I said, but if it's for something fun, yes. And she said, we need someone to support. Would you come and do it? And I was like, I said, I'm literally going to a gig. It was Thursday night. I was like, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Then of course I forgot. Then I got back to like a Monday. So then it was happening like that. I think it was that Wednesday. Yeah, it's Wednesday.
You are so funny, bitch. Just firstly, did you know it was for the Gaiety?
No, I just was like, I didn't know it was for the Gaiety because that's where they were on. So they were like,
so it took you 4 days to get back. I was busy. Big gig in the Gaiety.
I was busy. The convo paid off. So they said, yeah, we'd love to have you. And they kind of just let me kind of do whatever I wanted.
Yeah.
And it was really fun. Like, it was a sold out place and I never done the Gaiety. So that was kind of fun.
Yeah, it's just one of those tick box moments, isn't it?
Yeah. And it was just, you know, like from being like, I don't know, there's just little things, I think, from being a kid that you go to the Gaiety. And
Panto, did you go to Panto's
kids? Yeah, Mother Goose, Twink coming out of the ceiling.
Yeah, but my granny took me backstage to meet Twink. Like, my granny was a tap dancer, which is obviously where I get my dancing skills, everyone, in case anyone's wondering.
I don't even mind, but tap is very reliant on the beat.
She obviously knew someone, and we got backstage, and I got to meet Twink. Now, Twink was a little bit scary. She was supposed to be the princess, but to be honest,
I heard a bit of gossip about Twink.
Oh.
I'll share it on the page.
Okay. But don't forget that. So she had pictures of ourselves and then she signed it for me. So my granny took me home and she wrapped it in cling film.
Oh yeah, but she was a big star.
She was a big star. But I was like, why is it wrapped in cling film? I didn't really get the context of that.
But to keep it safe.
I literally thought I had met someone very famous.
When you think back now, like, people used to put pictures like in plastic kind of cases because I think it would get sun damage, you know, like a lot of the time. And the air, of course, would like deteriorate.
I think my granny thought she kind of was a bit of a twink, if that makes sense.
Well, I think there was a lot of people like that. I loved that era of like Irish Star, where there was like, you know, like before the days of internet, and it was like that was they were the big wigs.
Yeah,
they really were.
At even least, like a Blondie Quiffin type,
like Mr. Pussy. Like, now back in the day, was Ireland's number one top paid Irish entertainer.
Shut up.
Yeah, like literally, and used to tour around. They all used to do, like, it was a show band kind of era, and they do like these gigs in hotels, and they'd be sell out. Like, you'd pay 80 quid for a ticket, or £80 for a ticket, dinner and a show. And so but I miss that kind of that vaudeville era. It's kind of fun, isn't it? It's very camp.
Yeah. And it also just goes to show, like, Twink was doing drag. Drag has always been around us, not to go political in any way.
Was full drag.
But, like, it's always been there, y'all. Like, it's just these people are trying to reinvent just now.
I wish there was a few people now that were a bit more draggy, like actual like female stars. Like, you know the way that they're talking about the Late Late Show and like who's going to take over. And like, I do think it has to be a woman. I think a woman deserves a good crack at it. But where are the like hyper kind of fun camp glam women? You know, like the likes of Linda Martin, the likes of Twink, the likes of, like, you know, who else? Teresa Lowe.
Oh, God. Do you know what I mean? Like, that era's kind of gone in a way. Yeah. But also, there's rumors that, what's his name? Patrick
Keelty?
Yes. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
No, I don't think we should have Patrick Keelty as the new host.
I had a bit of a run in with him before. Yeah.
Tell me more.
Well, all I'm going to say is I was doing the, I think it was the Irish Radio Awards, which are actually happening this week, funnily enough. And he was hosting it. Okay. And I was a big fan of his. Mm-hmm. This was around the time of like Fame Academy.
Mm-hmm. He was a big deal.
Yeah. And he was on BBC. And I used to think he was really hot as well.
Yeah. Now when you look back.
No.
Not so hot.
No. But like, let's go with it.
It's like Chris Evans. People thought he was hot for a minute.
I never thought he was hot.
Ah, you did.
Never.
Oh my God. Bet you were into him when Jerry Hallowell was on.
No, that was fake. I don't believe that. Mm. I don't believe that. Anyway, it's not enough about her. So was at the awards and I was like, oh my God, Patrick Keelty, I'm such a big fan. Look, he literally like iced through me. Was so unfriendly, so not cool, so very dismissive and almost, dare I say, disgusted.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I was literally, you know, when you're just like, oh my God. And then he was just like, wouldn't even look at me. Wouldn't look in my direction. Hated me, basically.
What were you wearing?
Oh my God. And I remember exactly what I was wearing because I looked fucking gorgeous.
Did you?
Yes, I looked fucking gorgeous. You know, when you're just like,
that's lies.
Oh my God, no. I had this dress and I saved it for like a special occasion.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And it was like,
you're good at that. You I fucking was.
I still am. So like, yeah, no, like, I'll crack it. Had this black, right? It was black lace, but had like, you know, like flesh colored underneath. So it looked like you were naked.
Yeah.
But was, oh, skin tight, right? Skin tight. It was like, and it was just above the knee. So almost looked like lingerie, but it was a dress. It was that era. And I had a, like a boned corset underneath. So I was cinched to like, literally my waist was about 19 inches, I'd say.
Right?
Maybe that's an exaggeration. But it was like about the width of a thigh. Right?
Okay, yeah.
And I had this like wavy hair and I had these huge diamond chandelier earrings that came from my ear to my shoulder.
Yeah.
And I had a baby pink lip and real baby pink cheeks. I went through that phase. Okay. I looked real soft.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a white fur.
Of course, like over.
Yeah. And I had, of course, basic bitch, like 2000 nails, you know, the white tips.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I'm actually kind of getting back into.
We were mad about
and
them.
And my tits were under my neck. A very Carrie Katona hosting Pride of Britain Awards.
Love,
like literally
love.
Like choking on my titties.
Yeah.
Like you wanted me calling me.
Sounds real sexy. Kind of reminds me of them, of like a Cat Slater vibe.
It was like that, but kind of like the Hollywood version. Hollywood County Wicklow. So yeah, so, and I was like, hi, Patrick. Now I'm like, oh, here's Diana Doris coming
to me. Oh my God.
But yeah, I never forget it because I was so disappointed. I was like, so I really, and you know what now, I'm as I said before, I'm really trying not to insult Irish celebrities on Twitter because I'm always afraid they're going to come back and bite me in the ass.
Yeah.
So.
But okay, wait. Let's stay on the Twitter thing then. Is Twitter done with? Because the blue ticks are gone. Can I just say, were we the only two divas with the blue ticks? We were almost special for a second.
Fanty has a blue tick.
She doesn't count. She's a doctor. Do you know what I mean?
She's a doctor. Would you go away? I would never work anywhere near me with a needle.
So she's lost her blue tick, I presume, as well.
Yeah, everyone's lost it. But I have to say, over the last while, as we've talked about, the amount of hate and trolls on Twitter, like I was already kind of done with it anyway, because I felt like this is just a cesspit. So I'm like, why would you pay to be abused on Twitter?
Totally.
I'm like, so I definitely, even since that happened, like the blue tick means nothing to me anyway.
I liked it because, one, we had this little other section that other people didn't have called verified, which means that if we commented on someone's post that were also verified, we'd show up in a separate column, aka like more chance Pamela Anderson's gonna see you say, you look fab, Pammy. Do you know that kind of way?
Well, I feel like the interactions with that thing have had lessened because there was a lot more people
were stepping back from it too.
Yeah, and it's just become a very volatile place. And it's...
Yes, but also the other thing was nobody knew how you'd get verified for Twitter. Like there was no way to like just get verified.
Yeah.
So everyone used to constantly ask me, oh, how did you get verified?
Yeah. I just kept saying, because they realized I'm a real person. That's what I used to say.
I used to say, oh, I don't know. I was like, it's kind of fab, isn't it? But the reality of it is, that doesn't know how we got verified.
People used to say, oh, look at you, verified. And I used to say, verified freak, 7 days a week. Literally, and that's not that wrong, to be honest. But yeah.
But how did we get verified? Because it's honestly not as exciting as you think.
So actually how we got verified was we were doing a gig for Twitter. Like I think it was like about 2012.
Easily 6-7 years
and
ago.
And we knew the guy and we actually said, I remember the words exactly, said, oi, I said, how do we get verified on Twitter? And he goes, what do you mean? And I was like, we want to be verified and we're in the office. I said, go up there and talk to someone now and get us verified.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, it doesn't work like that. Huh? And I said, well, you make it happen. And then next thing, Monday we woke up, we were like, we're both verified. That's it.
But the funniest thing was I was verified as Victoria_Secrets. Like I used to get some real weird messages.
I know,
that's
what's gas.
Yeah.
And I also have another Davina Divine who actually, I have the Twitter handle. She has my Instagram handle.
Gas.
Because I would have, now that's why I'm like Davina.Divine. She has Davina Divine on Instagram. But and also, I have to say, I fucking hate Elon Musk.
Yeah.
His vibe is horrible. And he is the image of Kathy Bates as Madame Lalaurie.
Oh, he is.
Like, actually the image. And I'm sorry, I'm just like, he's just obnoxious, isn't he? And I think everything that he's kind of stands for is like, it's slimy and involved with like Amber Heard and like bringing people back on Twitter that really shouldn't be on, like should be deplatformed.
Yeah. I'm getting this weird ad all the time for Elon Musk when I go onto like YouTube for this like YouTube clip, and it's like the Irish
one. Do you get ads on YouTube?
Yeah, but you pay for your YouTube.
Yeah.
So now you're rubbing in. Who pays that? You keep sending me like YouTube music links and I'm like,
I don't use Spotify.
You're the only person I know who uses YouTube for their
Can I tell you one thing
music.
That would benefit about actually using YouTube Music is that there's actually amazing remixes on YouTube Music which are not on Spotify.
Oh yeah.
So if you're actually like Spotify is so like official. Yeah. So it's like there's only official songs when there's lots of different versions of stuff and acoustics and all different. So YouTube is where it's at. So if you're being a mug paying for Spotify, could you get your top 100 at the end of the year or whatever? More fool you, bitch, because I'm over here listening to lots of different fab versions.
Just when you said official, there, you remember the like period of time that a couple of drag queens would go
official Davina Divine,
you know, official Davina Divine, yeah, like, and you'd absolutely cringe
I'd hate to be unofficial. Like a bargain book of chicken KFC, like absolute mingettes.
Anyway, so the rumors are false. You're not leaving us for my
I'm not leaving us, but I am, however, doing support for. Well, actually, basically, we kind of got detracted there. So basically, the Gaiety gig was fabulous, went really well, and they were delighted. And it was just a good fit. I don't know. I think they had Garode was doing support, but Garode was doing Joanne's tour as well. So they probably wanted to do something a bit different. But like the Garode's fab as well, and he's. I think that's given him opportunity to do his own stuff as well.
Absolutely,
which is brilliant. It's a great opportunity. Yeah. And it sounded them. To give the platform to somebody to do. And yeah, so I'm going to be opening for them in the Marquee in Cork, three nights, the end of May, the end of May bank holiday, whatever it is. So, and you know, I'm like so weird about traveling and moving, but I'm traveling for my Turbo's Ghost Me.
So. Yeah, totally. So if you're in Cork, go and see it because I think there's
it's sold out.
No, I think there's only the one last day. There's a couple of tickets left.
So it'll be exciting. And
yeah, and once Davina's done, just leave. You don't have to watch the rest of the show.
I'm going to get more shady content off them.
Yeah.
I have to say, they are actually great crack.
Yeah.
Like when, you know, when there's no one around, like they're not just like putting on, they're actually like buzzers. Like you have a good laugh at them.
And this is just one long ploy to get them on our Patreon so we can absolutely quit drag. And just be Patreon queens.
I will. I'll, you know what? I'll find out incriminating evidence on Joanna and Vogue.
Joanna.
Actually, Joe, the last time during the show, Vogue says to me from the stage, I was up in the box. I was actually sculling a bottle of champagne.
Okay, yeah.
That's actually, they gave me a bottle of champagne for doing the show. It was really nice. Like, and
hold on,
like,
can we clarify champagne? Yes or no?
Yes, actually. Yes. I used to say no, but I've just become accustomed to it now.
Fucking pandemic's changed you. You've lost your taste.
But you remember on the plane, we were like, I've got champagne.
Oh, yes. I forgot that.
I don't even drink champagne. I drank them out of champagne.
Well, actually, you bring up a good point because you're talking about the plane and we heard that BravoCon is coming back to Las Vegas though this year. We've been talking about going to Las Vegas. I think we're going to do it again.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Nothing is confirmed nor denied.
Oh,
so
you don't
want
to put it out there. You're like, you're afraid the Sunday Times are going to run an article and say we're going.
You know yourself, like reality blurb. I don't know. We'll see. And I'm always very kind of non-committal. I like to be non-committal.
Yeah. So the fellas say.
Yeah. Just keeps everyone on their toes.
Well, I'm just back from 8 days in the UK. I felt like a fucking old leather boot when I arrived into Dublin Airport.
When you're right there.
No, into Dublin Airport. Like, I got in, I did a show called Heavenly Bodies in London, and Eres.
Yes.
Hosts it.
Eres,
right?
Blackstone.
Yeah, Eres hosts it. I bought a liter of Patron in the airport.
Oh, God.
Put it on top of a locker, and everyone was like leaning on the locker.
Yeah.
So obviously the Patron kept moving. It fell off.
Oh, no.
And
smashed.
Nobody even got it. Nobody got a drop of the Patron. However, the room did smell delicious.
Oh, God. I hate Patron.
I have to say, the show in London was kind of fucking
Patron,
fab.
Is Patron the coffee tequila?
No, there is a coffee flavor tequila. Oof. But it is just kind of like a very smooth, nice tequila.
Okay, so I'm not a big tequila person. And I have to say, over the last while, I know you're probably going to be shocked at this. But
no shots, no more shots?
I'm toying with the idea of no more shots.
Wow.
Because I think it's playing havoc with me. Like, I actually feel like it's...
With your gag?
It's making me gag a lot. A lot. And I've had a few moments of like Davina to vomit. So it's I'm on a personal journey with this.
Okay.
And I don't want to give it up.
Yeah.
But it's like, and the girls keep saying, girls, do you think I need to give up shots? And Miz is like, no. And Sophie's like, yeah, maybe you do, girl. They're literally like angel and devil. And I'm like, I'll hang on. So then what I've started doing is kind of like just kind of sipping it, like kind of just not.
Oh, like nanny with the sherry.
Well, no, hang on. No. Like if it was Sambuca, I just down it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like, say like a Jaeger bomb or mm-hmm. like where it's like quite chunky, I do like maybe do it halves.
Yeah.
Because it's like, also I feel like, you know, when your bra's on, you've lost tension around your middle body.
Yeah.
And when you skull something, it kind of just sits there.
Okay.
It's not like you're just... Do you know what I mean? So I just...
This sounds like a long-winded way of saying you're just not able for the shots anymore.
Maybe that's true. Okay with that.
Shut up.
I'm okay with that.
Can you all clock the tone in her voice? I'm okay with that.
I've come to peace with that. Sometimes we have to just face our demons head on. So yeah, so I'll see. But I like... I mean, don't get me wrong. I like... I was fucking... We drank a full bottle of Sambuca in my name last weekend. So I'm down, not out.
Yeah.
So let that just instead. Yeah. So yeah, anyway. So back to the UK. They have their own issues.
So reunited with RS Blackstone. She, I don't know if she goes by Blackstone anymore. I was also on the plane having a good laugh by her drag name, being like,
can I just say as well, I always have a fascination with people that are called the heiress.
Yeah.
It's like, she has some 2 pennies drove together. She's like, does that get you? Yes. The heiress of what? Born in a fucking moment of briquettes? Oh, like, what the fuck?
Oh, well, we were out. We ended up going to GAA late. And she kept being like, should we just go back to your hotel and drink in the hotel? I was like, I just had a fucking ball. Loads of people were out. All these fabulous queens having a ball. Next day, I arrive into Edinburgh, dying a fucking death. 5-hour train journey to Edinburgh. Got to do the club. Everyone I'd say was about 16, 17, 18. Oh, I've never felt like an older granny in my life.
I tell you, we're like, who is this older queen?
That's what I was thinking. And to be honest, that was a bit of a theme of the week. Like, it feels like in Dublin, we have a very like averaged age of queens. We've got a bit young, bit of older, bit of like...
I think that's healthy because it's like also kind of keeps like exactly that, like that guy who asked the question on the last Patreon, we were like, what do I have against modern drag?
Yeah,
it's like drag is timeless.
Yeah,
drag isn't, there is no right or wrong way to do drag, but I think it's good to have a good age gap,
yeah,
like difference, because people can, generational things.
Yeah, like, it's fair.
Like, the only thing that rots me now about audiences, I think, are like when I was like 21, say, like I knew songs from like the 80s, from the 70s, from the 60s, from the 50s. These stupid kids now don't know fucking any music. It's like, and these are like classic songs that I've inspired. They're like, oh my God, I love this TikTok song. It's like, that's a fucking sample from like 1974.
Yeah.
You're like, also, like music is so vast and varied and there's so many amazing artists that came to make the artists that are here today. Mm-hmm. And I think music right now is like shite.
Yeah, a lot like, of it is shite.
Shite. And it's like 2:52. Of bollocks, like.
Mm-hmm. And some of them just keep coming back with new songs. How the fuck is Rita Ora now releasing another song with a Fatboy Slim sample? Yeah,
it's actually awful.
Praise you. It's fucking awful. Yeah. I really
want to like Rita Ora, but she just makes it so difficult.
Money laundering. Rita Ora, the money launderer.
Well, that's allegedly.
Allegedly, mafia money laundering.
There's a conspiracy with all that, isn't there?
Yes. Ava Max, Rita Ora. Who's the other one?
Don't be naming names.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
And there's one other. I don't know. But that's, if you Google it, it will come up. But praise you and Rita Ora, I do not need.
No.
She needs to go away.
Yeah, so you're back from the UK anyway. You survived.
I survived. I have a little Davina's theory for you.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Are you ready? Yeah, go on.
When you're ready, Stephen, hit that little like track. Davina's theories. Right. I want to know, what is the fucking story where every basic white straight man currently doing a get ready with me in a very boring hoodie and jeans outfit? Do you know what I mean? It's like, come get ready with me. What is that about? They're not trying to sell any clothes.
Well, I think that's just like, that's like the template of, I actually saw a TikTok the other day of this guy saying, why do all these guys from Dublin look the same, sound the same? What is going on? He's like, what's in the drinking water in Dublin?
Yeah.
And it is become that, like, you remember like back in the day, there was like the Huns where you read like an MUA or a hairdresser.
Yeah.
And now these lads all have turkey teeth. They want to have like a Mercedes or a BMW and they all just wear the two-tone tracksuits.
So true.
Like, that's, they're the MUA, but for straights.
Mm-hmm.
But that's...
Well, what's interesting about it? And by the way, I don't want a real answer. I want a fake answer. Like, so you're literally, oh, come get ready with me. And they put on this fucking, like, H&M jumper, a pair of skinny jeans. And, like, then they always hold the shoes up to the camera and be like, here's shoes. And
then they put the shoes on. I think that they're trying to, like... over masculinate themselves.
Oh, maybe.
Like, I think it's real, like, it's trying to be Billy Big Balls. And they're probably just sub-city slut bombs.
There you go. The case is solved.
Case is closed. They're just like, it's like they're putting their best foot forward.
They're slut bombs.
Yeah, they're wearing pumps. I say they drive in heels. They definitely drive in heels.
I've driven in heels. Yeah. It's not that easy.
No, and I'd say that's like they're on their sexy tracksuits with then a pair of like strappy sandals.
Yeah.
I'd say that those real, you know, like comfy straight girl shoes that they wear like to the palace and like a block heel, open toes. Like literally, it's like walking on a piece of wood. That's my theory.
I love it. Okay, well, now that's solved, we're going to do a quick shout out to Vina for some of our patrons. If you love the podcast and you just want to celebrate it or whatever, support it or get even more, then you can head over to patreon.com/prettylittlethingspod. Shout out to Sue Moo.
Oh, Sue Moo?
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Surname M-O-O.
Yes.
That's the first I've never heard.
She's
that.
She's a cow.
Yeah. Someone down in New Zealand, Dale Byrne.
Hi, Dale. Dale from Down Under.
We're like, no, did you say Down Under?
Well, it is Down Under.
Oh, it is Down Under, yeah. Because we're international.
Middle Earth, actually.
Let's do two more. We've got KJL, just three letters.
KGL.
Mm-hmm. And
that's actually Russian spy, KGBs. Oh. They're after us. Putin is adding an earwig in.
I'm Barry Lynch. So, we'll be over there with a whole other topic later on. So if you haven't got enough, come over and join us over there.
Welcome, also, Petty LaBelles.
If you haven't already, go on to your app that you're listening to this on at the moment. Leave us a 5-star review because we are 5-star divas. Apparently it gets your podcast seen more.
We were also mentioned in Lad Bible.
Oh my God, yes.
Yes, we're giving a shout out. We're one of Ireland's top listened to podcasts and top recommended.
So like, time to spill the tea.
Yeah.
Who did you do a favor for that you got us in there?
I know a few lads.
Yeah, we're a very good company, so thank you for
that. Let's just say I bashed a few Bibles.
Okay, you guys, we'll be back right after this. We're going to be talking about worst job interviews.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Okay, and we're back. And we're back with our worst interview stories or kind of cringy moments, I suppose, that have happened. I suppose we should probably start ourselves. Like, have you had bad interview moments?
I mean, it was kind of an audition as opposed to an interview. So I don't even know when it was. It was at least 12 years ago.
Okay.
And it was for Aldi cereal.
Okay.
Right? And they were like, we'd love you to come in and like test for this Aldi cereal ad, right? And I was like, okay, yeah, I'll come in. Got in full. Full drag, of course. What time do you think it was at?
Oh, it's like crack of dawn.
Fucking 8 a.m. or something like that. And I'm in the queue with like actors, real actors, which by the way, the person that got it was not a drag queen in the end. It was an actor that they put
in drag.
Strike drag, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And I think I was the only drag queen. So I'm sitting there like,
Were you supposed to be in drag?
I think I felt more comfortable going to it in drag. You know that kind of way?
Yeah.
Especially at that time, I was probably more shy. So I'm sitting there and all I had to be like was like, it's delicious. So I had to say. And they made me do it at least 20 times. Nobody really spoke to me.
That's more audition though vibe. But have you had a moment where, like, have you interviewed or, like, because you hired a few people in the day.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, have you had, like, that's different. That's more intense where you're one-on-one with someone. Mm. Like, when you're doing something like auditioning, it can be cringe at the best of times.
Yeah.
But it's a different kind of cringe. Uh-huh. Because you can walk away from it and go, oh, fuck it. Like, there's nothing to that. Whereas yeah. if you're riding on like a job something, it's a bit different.
Yeah. I mean, I've lied a lot in interviews. Like, I told my first ever bar job that I'd worked in a bar for years.
Yeah.
And then I got behind the bar and I didn't know how to pull a pint.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I started to pull the pint and I think about it before.
People, I say people do that a lot.
A lot.
Yeah, especially in bar work.
And the staff were looking at me like I had 10 heads. I've also interviewed a lot of people for jobs and loads of people fucking lie.
But have you had one that stands out in your mind that you'd be like, that was a really weird or bad interview for them, like.
Yeah, some people just didn't have a fucking clue what the job was. And they're sitting there and you know they're talking shit because you talk shit all the time. And you're just kind of helping them, trying to get them through. But like, honestly, some people don't even want to. I've also had an incident where someone gave me references that were complete lies.
Oh, wow.
And it wasn't until we had to let them go that we found out that it was bullshit.
Oh, God.
My friend as well, his friend used to always give him references for his job when he'd move because he was moving all the time. So he'd like make up this big CV. So those references are a lot of bullshit as well. Yeah.
I had a job when I worked in retail before years ago. I was like, I hate retail. And to those of you that listen that have worked in retail, you are the people that I would clap at the front door for. Uh-huh. You are the true heroes of this nation. Never mind the nurses, never mind the people that work in the hospices. It's the retail staff.
Underpaid heroes.
They are literally unsung heroes of the state. The saints and scholars, they really are. But I was trying to get out of retail so bad. I actually went for a job with Ulster Bank.
Oh,
yeah.
To do what?
So, like, I think it was just like working in a branch. And I went in and they were like, you know, instantly just there was these two bints basically doing the interview. And they were like, probably at the end of the day, they just instantly were not friendly. They were like, they were hating their lives, probably because they had ugly clothes on and like hideous shoes. They were just hating their life. So they were like asking me questions and you've got good customers. And I was like, I have loads of customer experience worked with. I never worked in a bank or that kind of vibe. And I shot myself in the foot because I literally, and once I said it, I couldn't go back on it.
Yeah.
And she said, so like, obviously like this basic, you know, computer, have you got computer experience? Mm-hmm. And I said, no, I have no computer experience. And she goes, none at all. And I was like, no, none at all. And I was like, and she goes like, could you even do the, and I made my CV. Like I was like, and she goes like, did you make the CV? And I was like, no, because I was like, had just said I had no computer experience. So I was like, and she was like, so you've no, so I just made myself sound worse and more stupid as it went on. Uh-huh. No. And she's like, would you know this? And I was like, no, I knew what it was. And I was like, oh my God.
Were you just really nervous?
Yeah. Cause they were really intimidating. They were just like two kind of bully bitches.
Yeah.
And I was like, literally talked myself out of the job. And I knew at the end of it, they were like, why did that person even come in here? And I could have done like, hello, it's like, what's your account number?
Yeah.
Lodge that check. That. Of course, I could have easily done that because I'm not blindfolded. Mm-hmm. Sorry if you're working in a bank.
Well, they're not. Well, actually, Ulster Bank is
gone.
Now, yeah.
Ulster Bank is gone. Mm-hmm. So that was one time. And then the other time, that was like, I knew that was just, but that wasn't meant to be. And I'm glad that didn't happen because it wasn't right. I didn't get a nice vibe from them. Mm-hmm. So I was happy.
You would have been a great receptionist. Like, I mean, they don't have them anymore. But you know, the old school receptionist where the desk was really tidy. Everything's really organized. The stationery is fucking pristine.
Yeah.
Your nails have just been freshly painted red.
Yeah.
The hair is blown out and you are taking a call, but at the same time, there's someone in front of you and you put one finger in their face going, 1 minute, I'll be with you now. 1 minute. Like,
give them a smile with your eyes.
I used to do that literally in Super Value, who used to be Super Quinn, and I used to fucking have that desk spotless.
Yeah, no, that's true. I actually would have been good. But the only other one I did was, I went for a job in Topman years ago.
Okay.
And I'd worked in retail. I had retail experience. Mm. And when I was, first off, I was left waiting for ages.
Okay.
It's like, well, left waiting for ages. And there was this queen who was like hiring and left me waiting for ages. And eventually comes out, was really like, yeah, you know, real like I was on their time.
Okay.
Real throwing his weight around, like big queer energy, like.
Yeah. And which is, I would find that more intimidating.
And yeah, and instantly, you know, when two queers collide.
Yeah, and their feathers are up.
Yeah, literally like two cats with like meow.
home, right? And just
I'm
instantly,
the gay of this office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was instant, like just a tone. Mm. And Sarah asked me like fucking crazy. I remember there was crazy questions and like, and do you think you've got good style?
What?
Yeah. Do you think you've got good style? And I was like, yeah. And then I was only young. I was only like 19.
So you were like, yeah, it's fierce.
I was like, I wouldn't even mind, but I think I was hungover as well. Like,
of course you were.
Yeah.
I think oh my God, you have to give me the best story.
Go I think on. I was. And then he said, and like, what celebrities would you say have good style? And I was like, oh fuck. I was like, oh my God. And I was kind of trying to think of like people, like, you know, I was literally, you know, when your mind just goes blank. Yeah. I was like, I literally couldn't think of anybody. And mm-hmm. this was around probably around 2001, maybe mm-hmm. 2001. And I just said, actually gasped. I just said, Rolling Keating. Just because it was all like double denims and stuff, and he yeah. was mad at that, and I was like, and your man kind of just looked, and I was like, oh my God, actually cringe. But I was like, he was just being like a bitchy gay,
yeah,
like,
bitch.
And he was older than me as well, so I felt real like, oh,
you're intimidated.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And it was, I have to say, there were only two job interviews that I never got.
Yeah.
Oh so, God.
So that interview was a bit of a roller coaster, baby.
Oh yeah.
you gave me a little reminder because I went to do an interview to do a master's in PR and DIT, but the night before I did the show with you and the George and stayed over, you very kindly let me share your double bed.
Oh yeah.
We got locked yeah. the night before, and my interview was something at like 9:30 in the morning. Turned up absolutely twisted. I was probably stinking about
it. Oh God.
And I didn't get the master's, which went now to, you know, so I'm kind of glad. I couldn't see myself as a PR girl.
No. I actually, you'd be a really good one, but like a lot
I would
of,
have got distracted.
A lot of those PR
shit.
People are just like hot air.
I have a good one though that, so my boyfriend told me I could share this, right? So he was fresh out of college and he'd done like travel and tourism. He wanted to get into like, I think it was CityJet or EasyJet. I think it was CityJet. So he did the interview and it was kind of like a group interview. Mm-hmm. Him and his best friend went to it. And they said to everyone, so has anyone had, he was shitting it. He was real nervous. It was kind of his first job interview ever. And they were like, has anyone ever had like any serious, you know, operations or anything that meant that you couldn't possibly fly? And he was like, so nervous. He went, oh, well, I did just get my tonsils out.
Okay.
And then he went, opened his mouth really wide and goes, but look, they're all healed. And he was just standing there with his mouth wide open, being like, my tonsils are all healed. And he said, I was so mortified because as soon as I did it, I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh.
And he said he did not even get a call back from the company. His friend got a call the next day being like, oh, he didn't make it. Sorry. He did not even get a call.
You two are too well suited. You know that? You're actually perfect for each
other. Yes, both of us have had our tonsils out. Yeah, very good.
Okay, well, we asked you to send us in some of your stories and let's see what you said. Like some of these are kind of quick. So let's try and like fly through as many of these as we can. Oh, I have one here. This is actually just, I think this is a great to start off. So Dara sent this in and Dara said, this is like something I would do. Say thanks when they say hello.
Oh my
hello,
God.
Thanks. That is actually, I've done that like, or you know, someone say hello and it's like, same to you. Or you'd like, I've done that loads of times. It's so fucking cringe, you know, because you're so nervous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or they say hello and you say, you're welcome.
Yes. Oh, it's awful. It's like, and that, I obviously that face where afterwards I'm like,
oh my God. Okay. Kian said, when I was a manager, I asked a guy, how would he deal with difficult customers? And he replied, school drag the cunts. And another time, after a good interview, I asked the girl if she could start the following Monday. She told me she couldn't because she was having an abortion that day. Honest to Jesus, you never know when someone was going to answer.
Oh my God, that is actually nuts.
Yeah.
Ashling said this one in and she said she was going to be a teacher.
Okay.
And she didn't realize that there was an oral Irish part to the interview.
Oh.
She had about 6 words and she said it was the most awkward 10 minutes ever. Which is actually, that would be awful.
Yeah,
like awful. Hell. Imagine they were like, yeah, cut his tongue too.
Yeah.
And you'd be
why
like,
is that the go-to? I was ready. Cut his tongue too.
Because that's the 6 words that she probably knew.
Yeah.
And you're like, sha. Yeah. Sha. And I love how, like, no in Irish is just no, is it?
Yeah. Is it nay is 9?
Oh, God.
Hard to know.
Me. Neil. Whatever.
Yes, Neil. Okay. Next up is, this is anonymous, was called in for an office interview during the height of COVID before Christmas 2000. Told them I was nervous since I was going home to my elderly parents and was told tough. Okay, basically they had to go in. Was asked if my mental health was stable and if I ever had a dip in it.
Oh.
Gave an okay interview, but they never even replied to me, still ripping about it. Also, had a last round interview for a big enough job in politics, had a few TDs interviewing me and the bollocks ripped out of my pants.
Oh, God. So
his arse must have been hanging out. To this day, I don't know if they noticed, despite my mini striptease. Also, I didn't get the job.
Well, then I'd say he didn't get it.
Mm. Oh, this is really good, though. He also added, aside from that, the first job that never got back to me, who were utter pricks, were a PR company. I now regularly delete his emails from the job that I currently work at. Petty beyond belief.
Oh, I love it. Okay, that's a nice way to end on that.
Yeah.
Let me see. Oh, this is a good one. I'd say this happens a good bit now.
Go on.
I won't say his name, but he said interviewer was someone that I'd spoken to on Grindr.
Mm.
Got the job. So yeah, I'd say that happens a lot.
You must have thought your picks were nice.
I've heard of that happening a lot.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and God. Or people interviewing someone and then seeing them on Grindr.
Yeah.
Like, very common.
Yeah.
It is that gay energy when there's like two gays are in a space. It's like,
and you can't acknowledge, you have to just pretend you don't know each other. It's really awkward. Okay, someone said, they asked me why I was a fit for the job and I told them that they needed a diversity hire.
Okay, well, let's keep pushing it forward. Nicole, you know Nicole Page?
Yeah.
Nicole Page, she sent it in. She said at 18, she's got a heart problem. She has got a heart problem.
Oh.
She didn't take her meds and she vomited and fainted during the interview, which would be quite traumatic for her and for them.
Oh.
Like, because you know what, as well, in those companies, a lot of people would be like, get her out.
Nicole came to my show in Manchester. It was at 3 in the morning, by the way.
She's so lovely.
Three in the morning,
oh, fair play.
3 in the morning. Okay. I used to work in a cafe and I had moved from Dublin to Wexford in the same chain. I can tell you the food safety standards dropped a whole lot. I was applying for a job as supervisor and was told I got that position. But when I started, I was just a deli worker. The owner was such a lazy person and had terrible cleaning standards. There were no training for the staff to clean any of the equipment. And when I tried to deep clean when it was quiet, I got in trouble because he said he hires cleaning staff for that purpose. I ended up getting fired because I caught all of the staff relabeling the dates of things at the deli that should have been thrown out. The owner said I was costing him too much money. It was such a joke. They didn't clean anything when the cafe was closed and it was left sitting there until the next day.
That's gross.
Now, I'm going to be honest. Great story. Not what we asked for.
Yeah, I was like, where's this going? I was like, but actually sounds like he's like someone who you would give a job to because that's like a very diligent employer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what do you think about this one? So David sent this one in and he said, yeah, I went for a job interview and was told that I was too animated for the role.
Bitch.
Oh, what? Too animated.
Oh.
That's too camp, isn't it?
I think I'd be reporting
them. Is that
camp? It is. That's camp.
Is it? Well, it's like animated. Like we probably talk with your hands, maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
That's cheeky.
That's like saying you're a bit, well, hello, darling.
Too animated. Like it's like, it depends what the job was.
That's so fucking rude.
So rude.
Who can you even report that to, though? Probably like the head of the company.
Well, I would report that. That's pretty shocking.
Bastards. Okay. This one is from Sophia Hart.
Oh, and she's been on a lot of job interviews. And she might be up for another one soon. She carries on the way she's going with me.
I knew that was coming. When I was younger, I used to work for this hospitality agency and I was working at a horse racing event. I was with this lady and it was busy during the service. We bumped heads and I ended up busting her nose.
Oh, God.
A few weeks later, I had an interview at the Arlington Hotel on the Keys and she was the interviewer.
Oh, no.
Safe to say I did not get the job. Oh, very, fuck. Very awkward. That's a good story, though.
Oh, my God. I must ask her about that. So be able to like, hold a grudge forever to that bitch. Okay, so this is a makeup artist.
Okay.
Said, basically, when an influencer showed up with no people skills and basically has to provide an interview, it was like the worst 2 minutes ever, or the worst interview ever. And they lie in the interview about the makeup industry, their background, and Ireland is too small. So she ended up not getting hired. But basically a famous influencer went for a job in a makeup brand. Mm. And just because, you know, all these people are like, they do makeup online.
Yeah.
Know people skills.
Yeah.
And their makeup might be fabulous, but it's like you couldn't let them loose with people.
A lot of those looks that people do, by the way, those like influencers, like they might spend 5 hours on that look. Do you know what I mean?
Who has the time for that?
I fucking don't. Could you imagine how gorgeous I'd be if I'd spent 5 hours?
God, you think you need more than 5 hours?
Okay, this is anonymous. I walked into a job interview and found out that the guy I had slept, that I had slept with the manager's husband, and then the manager started texting me afterwards.
Oh, wow.
I did not get the job and found out I was rejected for the job over Grindr.
That's very unprofessional.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but kind of hot at the same time.
Yeah, very.
This one is supposed to be anonymous, but I'm just going to say the name.
Okay, so go on.
It's Maura Dara, and she just said, got a boner.
She got a boner in an interview?
Yeah.
And then she took it out.
No, she didn't. I made it.
Okay, this is my last one.
I made that up.
This is my last one. This is from Ricky. Okay. This is one of my first worst job interviews. I was between jobs. I managed to get an interview down in London, so I managed to persuade my friend to let me stay in his as I couldn't afford a hotel. The morning of the interview, I decided to set off a bit earlier as I didn't really know the area, the place that it was in. So I got on the tube to find it unusually empty, which was a good thing, as when I sat down, I heard a tear noise. I thought somehow I had ripped the arse of my trousers, but it was worse than that. My pockets had been caught in between the armrests between seats and ripped holes down each side of the pockets just to above the knee.
Oh my god. Those are very thick thighs.
I got off at Victoria and walked awkwardly with my arms clamped to my sides in an effort to hide the giant holes on the side of my trousers towards the boots there where they had nothing. I could do nothing about it. No safety pins or pins of any kind, so I had to hold on, just move to the next bit.
Oh my god.
So I had to head back in the tube, get off to close where the interview was be, and just hope. That was be mortified.
That is more. Is anything going wrong like outfit wise? Because you just seem like such a clumsy person.
Uh-huh.
I think if that was me, I think I'd just say, listen, I know this is going to sound crazy, but this happened. I think I would just, because it says more about the person that you are.
Yeah.
But
yeah, true.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. It depends on the person that they are as well.
And I would own it and just be like, listen, and I was like, what could you do? I was like, I went on. See, or then alternative what I would have done was try and find a H&M or something.
But also, so what if it was the gay that interviewed you and was like,
well,
what's your fashion influences?
What's
your tear trousers?
Yeah. Well, this is fashion, darling. Okay, this is the last one I'm going to do. Okay, oh my God, went for an interview in Centra a while back. One of the employees brought me through to the back office and up to the stairs. At the top of the stairs, there was loads of boxes of crisps. Me being me, I tripped. This is very me.
Oh, God.
Me being me, I tripped and fell into all the boxes and they all went flying down the stairs. Then the manager comes running out of the office, looks at all the boxes, looks at me and goes, you mustn't have seen a packet of crisps before. I wanted the ground to swallow me up, but safe to say, I didn't get the job. Didn't get a job in Central? That's a bit fucking low, isn't it?
I'm sorry.
And if it's for the podcast, hey, Alex. Alex. Central probably wasn't for you. Maybe try Spar.
They're the same owners, aren't they?
Are they?
I think it's all owned by the people who are the cash and carry people. Most graves.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh. Well, anyway, try something else. Maybe retail's not for you, baby girl.
Yes. Guys, thanks for sending those in. That gave us a good fucking laugh. We'll be back right after this with
our Rotters of the Week.
Mm. Okay, welcome back, you guys. It is time for Okay, Davina, so I have actually tons of them. There's nothing like a week of travel.
I have a good few as well.
My first is short and sweet. People that stink of cigarettes.
Yes.
They stink of cigarettes and they come over and they're almost on top of you.
They breathe.
Even their clothes stink of cigarettes. Like that is, anyone that stinks of cigarettes, to me, is not either washing their hair or washing their body daily.
Do you know what's so funny though? I remember since like when we first started doing drag, you could smoke in the bars and smoke in pubs, and you would literally you'd be literally stinking.
Yeah.
Like everything stinking because there'd be so many people smoking. I don't actually like normally mind, but I hate when it's secondhand and you have to breathe it in.
Yeah. Takes your breath away.
Yeah.
Puts literally a little tear in your eye.
Jessica Simpson, take my breath away.
Come on, what's yours?
Okay, this is one that really rots me. It's like, actually, there's one is You know, people who have the same names as celebrities.
Yeah.
So you'll see you get a like on Twitter, or you'll get a like and it'll be like,
oh yeah.
And it'd be like, oh my God, that person just liked my that person just liked my story. And you go and you're like, oh no, it's just someone,
really funny.
Just someone on camera.
Anne Robinson.
Yeah, you're like, oh my God, Anne Robinson just liked my tweet. And you're like straight and you're like, oh no, it's just, and there's so many of them lately.
Yeah.
And there's actually one in particular, like, I just think it's so funny. Niall Horan is this guy. He's like this Irish gay. He's actually, his tweets are gas.
Yeah.
And he's for saying the same, but they all thought that he was then Niall Horan.
So
he has like thousands of followers that all, because he's Irish, and they all just followed him, and they never unfollowed, which is so funny. But it's just when you see someone, you get a click and a like, you're like, oh my God, you're like, such a tweet me, or like you get a notification, like, you know, someone that's funny. And I just think it's gas.
I love that.
It caught me out a few times over the last couple of weeks.
Shout out to you, Niall Horan.
He's the first that I ever kind of noticed.
Yeah.
But there's been so many since then.
I hope you get good dick with that name.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, my next one is Irish people trying to do things the way Americans do. Like certain things, like hen do's, the way the Americans do, like that thing. Or
like a bachelorette party.
The matching PJs, these really extravagant baby showers.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, that's not really how we do things. Like,
yeah.
We do things like, if there's a communion, you go to the local pub. Do you look it away? But now I've noticed, like, there's like if there's a bachelorette party, they all have matching pajamas. They do a photo shoot in them. And I'm like, honestly, okay, go live your life. Go enjoy yourself. I'm being a bitter old bitch. However, I'm like, it just feels so
contrived
and not real.
No.
And doesn't look like fun.
No.
Yeah.
I don't like organized fun, as you know.
We know.
Would you know what else kind of rots me as well?
Go on.
Now, you know I'm a dog lover. Hence why I'm on this podcast. But I hate puppuccinos, you know, or like doggy drinks.
Yeah.
Or like a doggy snack. Doggy this. Doggy that. It's like, no, like the dog eats dog food and you have a fucking coffee.
Yeah.
No. Just like,
girl,
no.
That's so fucking funny.
Fucking annoying. It's like, where was it? Is it Camille Thai? I think it was, they have like a puppy treat. And you're like, no, I'm having a Thai green curry.
Uh-huh.
The dog will have the dry food.
Yeah.
Like, and also, no one, like, your dog would be shiting rings around itself. Like, that kind, the dog's has a different digestive system to humans. What are you fucking putting into the dog's fucking body?
Oh my God, that is so funny. Because my sister at the moment is mad for, if she's out for a cup of tea, getting a baby chino.
Fuck off. That's even worse.
It's just hot milk. Yeah. It's warm milk.
We'll throw it on the baby. That'd be great working at the Starbucks. Like, here's your baby chino. Fuck it into the
brown. I love it. Okay, you guys, that is the end of another episode of Petty Little Things. We'll be over on our Patreon. We're going to be talking about counterfeit goods. We're going to be talking about our experiences buying bags that maybe are labeled as a brand that aren't really the brand.
Love it.
So if you want to hear about us being back alley divas, you can head over there. Plus, Davina's got her spicy twink story, which is not a twink from the George.
Oh, and by the way, if anybody is out and about this Saturday, we're going to have a special event at the George happening. We have a very special international Eurovision act coming to perform for us. It's a special surprise. So this person is kind of fab, and it's going to be happening.
They're
from
famous, basically.
Very famous.
Very famous.
In the Eurovision.
You can't say who it is.
No, it's top secret, but it's external.
But you should be there. You need to be there.
It'll be good. It'll be an amazing moment. And that's happening from 9 o'clock on Saturday. It's an early event, but it's not being advertised.
Yeah.
So do come along and
spread the word.
Spread the word, because it's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, so that's it. So anyway, we'll see you next week, and
stay petty.
Stay petty.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.